Hi, it's Linda Ferguson from NLP Canada Training, and today I'd like to take just a little over 5 minutes to take you through a short exercise that demonstrates how knowing what you want creates it in you and allows you to see it in the rest of the world so that you can start building not only that strength, but the strength of optimism. Here's how it works. Think of any personal strength that you would like to build in yourself. Could be calm or creativity or confidence or a vision. Anything that you can imagine that you would like to have more of. Got it? Well, now I'd like your mind to go back to a time in your life when you have experienced that even a little. A time when you have had this quality, we'll call it X. So think now of that time when you experienced X in yourself, in your life. And notice a particular time, a particular place, where you are, when you are, who you are with, what you are doing, what you are seeing around you or through your eyes. Are you seeing yourself? Is this colorful? Is it just a vague sense? Just pay attention for a moment to the sight of this experience and then allow yourself to notice whether you are remembering sound and whether the sound is outside you or around you or in you. And just pay attention to that sound for a moment. And then let your attention drop all the way inside you so that you notice how it feels to have this quality X. And you might notice tension and relaxation. You might notice warmth and coolness. You might notice different kinds of sensation in different parts of your body that all come together to tell you, yes, this is what X is like. And now as you feel X in you, I want you to think of the people that you know. Might be people just that you've seen, but it's best if it's somebody you have contact with at least once in a while. And this person has X, and you know they have X. And for a moment, I want you to remember times you have watched them while they have X, and just pay attention in your mind to what X looks like from the outside, to what it sounds like, to what kind of actions it drives. And just be really curious and intent about how this person you know has X. And now you can start to be curious. Because if you have X, and this other person has X, if it's sometimes really obvious and sometimes hard to detect in yourself, then maybe it is sometimes not obvious and yet present in other people you encounter. And you might just start to notice now that one or two or half a dozen people come to mind, people that you interact with often who might have X. And you can start wondering what it would be like to notice X in your next conversation with those people. And what signs would tell you that they were experiencing X? What signs would tell you that you were bringing X into an interaction with them? You see, human beings are wired to be socially connected. And when there is a strength in us, other people pick it up. And when other people pick it up and send it back to us in their tone, in their expression, in their behavior, then we're picking it up in them and it resonates with us and it builds. This is how attention works. When we pay attention, something gets bigger. When we notice somebody else paying attention, we pay attention. And so now you know that you can have X because you've already had it, that you've already noticed it in someone else, that there are many other people around who might have X. And so you are prepared to go out into your day as a detective, looking for signs of X in different people as you interact with them, even in very short interactions. And as you become a detective looking for strength in the people you encounter, you are also learning to be more optimistic. Because now your natural predisposition is set to look for signs that things work, that people are strong, and that you can have more of what you want. It's a simple technique. It took only about 5 minutes, and I hope you will practice it over and over again, growing strength and sharing strength with everyone you encounter. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training.